This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Inflation is moderating. Last week, we saw the Consumer Price Index going up 2.4% in a year versus 2.7% as calculated a month earlier. So prices are still going up, and we often figure nothing ever actually goes down in price. An exception is gasoline, down 7.5% in a year. Not by a lot, 20 cents a gallon on average, but enough to buy yourself a king-size bag of peanut M&Ms on a typical fill-up. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Prices are still rising on most consumer goods more than the Fed wants. By contrast, says Nationwide economist Kathy Busjancic,
gasoline prices have been deflating. Regular now is below $3 a gallon.
The reason is basic economics, says Gernot Wagner at Columbia Business School.
Supply up, demand down, prices go down.
OPEC is boosting oil production while the U.S. plans to flood the world market with Venezuelan crude. Meanwhile, as electric vehicle adoption spreads globally, it throttles gasoline demand, all of which translates to lower gas prices for U.S. consumers. Here's Stephen Cates at Bankrate.
I think the impact is very much mental for most people. Talking to my father, he said, wow, gas prices are so low now. This is great.
But that positive sentiment might not boost overall consumer confidence or spending much, says Johnny Sawyer at polling firm Ipsos.
Even though gas prices are down year over year, other prices are up, you know, housing, groceries.
Also, electricity up 6% and natural gas up nearly 10% since last year. So while it's cheaper to drive to and from work these days, it's more expensive to heat and light your house once you get there. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.